إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي لمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. We give thanks to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the blessing and peace be upon the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Insha'Allah, we'll be concluding the last part of the book Mi'at Su'alin wa Jawabu fi Aqidat al-Tawheed, where the author talks about those who are Sunnah, and he said Umul Mutamassikuna bi Sunnati Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ashabi. The Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah are those who stick to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ashabi and his companions wa man tabi'ahum and those who follow them wa salaka sabilahum and also tread their path fil i'tiqad in belief wal qawl and statement wal amal and action. So we mentioned some of the key qualities of a people of Sunnah. Today, inshallah, we'll be mentioning the last one, and that is how to relate with the rulers. How to relate with the rulers. We talked about what should be our position towards the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam last week. Today we'll be talking about how to relate with the rulers. What is the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say about the rulers? If you go to Sahih Muslim, there is a book called Kitab al-Imara in Sahih Muslim, which can be translated as the book of government. This is how to rule, how to rule and how to relate with the rulers. Likewise, if you go to Sahih Bukhari, we have Kitab al-Ahkam, we have Kitab al-Fitan. These books, they talk about what are the duties. They talk about the duties of the rulers, likewise the duties of the masses. What should be their stand towards the authorities? One of such ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one reported by Imam Muslim from one of the companions by name Auf bin Malik al-Ashja'i radiyallahu anhu. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, khiyaru a'immatikum alladhina tuhibbunahum wa yuhibbunakum. The best khiyar, that is khayr. Khiyaru a'immatikum, the best of your a'imma. A'imma is the plural of the word imam. So when we talk about imam, this is not restricted to salah. In fact, the one who controls the affairs of the state is an imam. So, and in the past, the one who was the leader was also the one who lead his salah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a prophet and was also a leader and a ruler, and he was the one that will lead them in their salawat. In his absence, another person might lead. And in the masajid, in some of the areas, there are imams who lead them in salah, but they were all under the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. During the time of Abu Bakr, he will be the one to lead them in salah, and he will be the one to control the affairs of the state. The time of Umar, the time of Uthman, Ali, Muawiyah, like that. So they will not separate the imam of the state from the imam of the salah. But later, the ruler started separating the two. So one would be the one to be in charge of the affairs of the state, and they will appoint imam, or even imams, to lead the salawat. So when they say imam, so he's a leader, not restricted to salah. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith said, khiyaru a'immatikum, the best of your leaders, alladhina tuhibbunahum wa yuhibbunakum, they are those that you love and they also love you. You love them, they also love you. وَيُصَلُّونَ عَلَيْكُمْ, they pray for you. وَتُصَلُّونَ عَلَيْهِمْ, you also pray for them. You love them, they love you. They remember you in their prayers, in their supplications. You also remember them in your supplications. وَشِرَارُ أَئِمَّتِكُمْ الَّذِينَ تُغْلُونَهُمْ. But the shirar, the plural of shar, the shiraru a'immatikum, the worst of your rulers, your leaders, alladhina tubghidunahum, are those that you hate. Wa yubghidunakum, they also hate you. Wa tal'anunahum, you cause them in what? You cause them, you abuse them, that is secretly. وَيَلْعَنُونَكُمْ, they also curse you. They don't have your words, your interests at heart. What matters to them is their own personal interests. So when you rain curses on them, and what's in seclusion or in secrecy, so they also do that. They are careless, or they don't mind. They are the shirar of your imma. Qila ya Rasulullah, Abu Malik al-Ashja'i radiallahu anhu said, in that city, the companions, they said, afala nunabidhuhum bis-sayf, such rulers that do not have our interest at heart, that we do not love, that we hate, because they cheat us, because they appropriate appropriate the wealth of the state, and so on and so forth. أَفَلَنُ نَبِذُهُمْ بِالسَّيْفِ. Can't we fight them with weapons? فقال, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا, don't do that. مَا أَقَامُ فِيكُمُ الصَّلَاةِ. As long as they establish salah with you, that is, they've not gone out of the fold of Islam. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ مِنْ وُلَاتِكُمْ شَيْئًا تَكْرَهُونَهُ. If you see in your ruler, wulat, the jamu of wali, that a ruler, the one in authority. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ مِنْ وُلَاتِكُمْ شَيْئًا تَكْرَهُونَهُ. If you see something you hate in your leaders, فَقْرَوْ عَمَلًا. Hate and detest is action. وَلَا تَنْزِعُ يَدًا مِنْ طَاعَةٍ. Don't say you are not going to obey him. Don't say you are not going to obey him. But you hate his action. So we'll talk about the ruler generally. You may love their religiosity. They are very religious. Or when you talk about the interest of the masses, you talk about serving the public, they are doing well. These are the good rulers, that the sensible people will be what will be remembering in their watch, in their salah, in their prayer. Because they are providing the social amenities for you, they take care of you. Likewise, when you talk about religion, their Islam, they are okay. They are people who are godly, who are conscious of their salah. They have good aqidah, and so on and so forth. So how will a sensible person be causing such rulers who are what? Who are good when we talk about religion? When we talk about their religiosity, we talk about their fear of God. And when we talk about being nice to the masses, they are also good. It's only a senseless person that watch that will have problems with such rulers. This is, or these are the attributes of some rulers. But some rulers, when we talk about the religious aspect, they are very poor. They are very poor when you talk about the religious aspect. They violate the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very ungodly. And when you talk about also being nice to the masses, they are what? They are not nice to the masses. They appropriate the wealth of the state. They and their family enjoy the wealth of the state. So ordinarily, when we hate such a ruler, in your heart, you hate such a ruler that appropriates the wealth of the state. That is not godly. If you are godly and the ruler is not godly, you hate the action of the ruler. Then if you are somebody that is also sensible, when you see a ruler also maltreating the people, devouring their wealth, one will hate such act of him. No sensible person would like that action of him. Some people, they are less concerned about the godliness of a ruler. What matters to them is, what does the ruler provide for us? How much does he care for us? Whether he's godly or not, that is his own problem. But he doesn't cheat us. He provides social amenities and things like that. some people they look at it from this angle, whether it is godly or not, whether it is godly or not, this is they are less concerned about this. So what I'm trying to say is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said was khiyaru aymatikum alladhina tuhibbunahum wa yuhibbunakum wa yusalluna lakum wa tusalluna alayhim. The best of your rulers are those that you love, they love you and you also love them. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was addressing the companions who are pious people, who are good people, who are conscious. He said the best of your rulers are those that you love, those that love you and you love them. You remember them in prayer. Always, you are always supplicating that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should assist them in delivering these responsibilities of theirs. And they also remember you in prayer because they know that you are remembering them in prayer. So they also pray for you. They wish good for you. So no sensible person will hate such rulers. It is only the insensible people that will hate such rulers. But a ruler that is ungodly violates the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to what giving the people their rights. People will hate him. Even the godly people will not like his actions. They will not like his actions. But how to relate with them? When Messenger of Allah talked about this, the next thing the companion said, أَفَلَا نُنَابِذُهُمْ بِالسَّيْفِ. Such rulers that devour the words of the people that are ungodly, can't we fight them with what? With our weapons. Can't we wage war against them? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La, don't do that. Ma aqamu fikum as-salah. As long as what? They establish prayer. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ مِنْ وُلَاتِكُمْ شَيْئًا تَكْرَؤُونَ. If you see what you ate in your ruler, فَكْرَوْ عَمَلًا. Detest what he does. وَلَا تَنْزِعُ يَدًا مِنْ طَعَةً. Not because of this, you will not take him as a ruler. You will not obey him. This is a clear statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are several statements like this. But today, what is the attitude of a lot of people towards things like this? You see some people who have some consciousness or some piety, when they see a ruler that is not that conscious Islamically, maybe taking intoxicant, maybe taking a river, allowing the river banks, allowing what places where intoxicants are sold, and things like that. You know, these are things that we hate. A conscious person, somebody who is godly, when he sees a ruler maybe taking intoxicants or committing zina or allowing river-based banks, allowing people to do all these things that are un-Islamic, when we hate such actions, and one is likely to hate what such a ruler based on what he's doing. Somebody who sees a ruler that is what appropriating the wealth of the state, is enjoying himself, looting the treasury, is just going around today, Dubai, next tomorrow, to America, to France, to this, with the wealth of the state, enjoying himself with his family, why the masses are suffering. And the state has the wealth. But this wealth is just being shared by some people. Ordinarily, the citizens will hate such a ruler. Ordinarily, they will hate such a ruler. But Islam tells you how to behave when you see such things. But this that Islam has said will not appeal to those who call themselves activists. or human rights activists, those who say they are fighting for the rights of the people, the masses, they will not like this type of statement from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the unfortunate thing is, for somebody who calls himself a Muslim, the word Muslim is what? Somebody who submits himself to Allah and His Messenger. Somebody who calls himself a Muslim will have the same stance. Then he will mount the pulpit attacking the rulers. And when you ask him, why are you doing this? He said, what? They are tyrannical leaders. They are devouring the wealth of the state. They've done this, they've done that. So this is where you have what? The so-called activists. Some people have been doing it for the past 20, 30 years. They are activists, human rights activists. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tried some of them. What they've been saying, criticizing those who are in authority for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it possible for them to also assume the state leadership. And some of them behaved worse than the leaders that they criticized them. Some of them were made ministers, some of them were made commissioners. But once they rise to the level of being a governor or a president, you see that now they are now committing similar things, if not worse than what they criticize some people for. This tells us that what the position of leadership is something that is very, very serious. When you are outside, you can criticize, you can say this, you can say that. But when they say, okay, we are making you a leader, we are making you a president, then you now face the reality. Even if you yourself, you are not somebody that loves to steal the wealth of the masses, you may be tried by those, by ministers or commissioners who will loot. You put them in some positions and they will be what, corrupting those areas. And when people want to criticize, they criticize you because you are the one that appointed them. You are their leader. So, not to talk of some people themselves, I mean some of the rulers themselves, they will be what, devouring the wealth of the masses. You see the way they are looting. And this will be what? Will be making one to be what? Will be angry. But how do you relate with this? This is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about. You have to be patient. So the human rights activist will not want to hear this from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Will not want to hear this from a preacher. They say what? You are cementing the throne of wicked rulers. You are cementing the throne of tyrannical leaders. This is what I'm saying. So it's unfortunate when you hear things like this from the preachers who are what? Who call themselves Muslims. Now we leave that area. You go to the area of what? Of things that have to do with the deen directly. Allah said you shouldn't take intoxicants. Here is the ruler taking intoxicants. It says, for instance, that he's celebrating, maybe a bad day, he invites his friends, everybody is taking intoxicants. Here is the ruler that is maybe taking a river in order to run the country, for instance, or to run the state. He has established areas where people play gamble, where people gamble. He enables people who want to commit zina to do that. All these that I'm saying, we see them day in, day out. You know, these things have to do with what? With the deen directly. The area of looting the wealth, taking the wealth of the masses, these ones, yeah, they are connected to the deen, but this has to do with what? The rights of the masses. But when it comes to issue of what, taking river, taking what, intoxicants, gambling, and these are things that what, that are directly related, so to say, to the deen. What the leaders are doing, how do you relate with them? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam I said, إذا رأيتم, when you see the leader, إذا رأيتم من ولاتكم شيئا تكرهونه. When you see in your leader something that you hate, he said, فكرهوا عمله. They tell that. He's taking riba, he's taking intoxicant, he's committing zina, hate that action, hate those actions. You don't praise those actions because they are what? They are not in line with Islam. They are what? Anti-Islam. وَلَا تَنْزِعُ يَدًا مِنْ طَعَةٍ. But also because of that, you are not going to obey it anymore. You see some malams, when they mount the minbar, they will be talking about the what? The shortcomings of the rulers. How can somebody who is taking river, how can somebody who is doing this, taking intoxicants, allowing a concert, musical concert, and things like that. Look at what they are doing, look at this. Charging the masses. As if the Messenger of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, has not spoken to us concerning all these vices. How to relate with those rulers. If you want to condemn taking river, condemn. Intoxicant, condemn. You are a khatib of the masjid. You let people know that it is wrong to take intoxicant, to take riba, to take bribery and things like that, to fornicate, to commit adultery. You condemn. But don't connect it to the rulers. Don't say, look at our leader. He's not doing this, he's doing that. When you connect it to the ruler, it becomes something of what? Inciting the masses against the ruler. And this is not the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because when you point this, you point out this, our rulers are doing this, you are jeering the masses, particularly the youth, against them. And this will lead towards disobedience. That is saying they are not going to obey them anymore. This will lead to disobedience. So, and that's why Islam cautions us that we should not be inciting the masses against the rulers. And when we see the rulers committing some things that are un-Islamic or maybe denying the people their rights, we hate what they are doing undoubtedly. But that doesn't mean that we should be inciting the people against them. And that is why all those who have been inciting the masses against the rulers. Just check. Who will check this, our country, our own country, check the history. Some of them had opportunity to become what? Rulers. Some of them performed worse than those that they incited people against. So and that's why it's not something that is good at all. You have political parties, for instance, in the country. Anywhere in the world, a political party is always, I mean the opposition, they are always criticizing the watch, the incumbent watch, political party that is in power. They don't feel good about them. Even things that they've not committed, they will concoct lies in order to tarnish the image of the watch, the incumbent ruler, so that the masses will hate them. As if they get to power, they will do everything. So if they see anything negative about the ruler, so that the masses will be judged. But if Allah wants to try them, they also will assume the same leadership. And people will also be seeing what? Their own errors. Then the other political party will not be all saying things negative about. What as in Islam you want to, you see a ruler, you should be somebody that you watch, that to be correcting the ruler. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man arada an yansaha li dhi sultanin fala yudhi ala niyya." The one who wants to advise somebody who is in authority should not do that openly. Should not do that openly. Because when you advise one in authority openly, you are trying to watch to mock him, you are trying to watch to make jest of him. You are not really interested in what? In correcting him. If you want to correct one in authority, if you have the opportunity to meet him, you meet him and you call his attention.
so and so and so and so. You have advice, give the advice. But when you say, oh, see people, see this is what the ruler is doing, so and so and so and so. This is gearing the masses against the ruler. And Islam does not love this at all. Islam doesn't love it at all. So you have advice for a ruler. You go to them if you have the opportunity. Not everybody has the opportunity to stand before the ruler. Some of us, we just have the opportunity to address the masses in the masjid. Talk to the masses. They have their own vices too. You yourself, talk to yourself. You have your own vices. You have your own watch, your own things. Correct yourself. Correct the masses that you are addressing. If the masses are okay, you are likely to have a good ruler. But when the masses themselves are bad, in terms of financial dealings, they are not people that are okay. In terms of what, dealings with the relatives, dealings with the neighbors, dealings with the fellow masses, they are not good. So if one of them has the opportunity to become a ruler, how do you think he will rule? The same way. But when we are good, certainly our ruler is going to good, come to be good. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا إِنَّ كَانَ يَسْتَبُونَ. Allah says, thus we make some of the dhalimun, the wrongdoers, to be watched, to be leaders over watch, over wrongdoers. We have people who are wrongdoers, their leader is likely to be a wrongdoer. So based on what you have done. So in Islam, you don't revolt against, or you don't condemn the rulers publicly. You have advice for them. You watch. You meet them. But for us to say, okay, you have opposition. Opposition doesn't say good thing about the ruler. Even what the ruler has not done bad, they will say it is bad. Not the talk of what they do bad. So they always want you to see the negative aspect of the ruler, so that you can come out and protest, so that you can come out and watch, they cause a lot of evil. And that's why as a Muslim, we should understand our religion. So the way to relate with the rulers, we don't approve their wrongdoings. At the same time, we don't, because of their wrongdoings, now say we are not going to obey them. It is only when they get to the level of kufru, when they get to the level of kufru, clear kufru, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Illa antaru kufra bawah indakum min Allah fi Qur'an." Clear kufru. When they get to this level of clear kufru, that is when they can be watched, they can be removed. And that is when you have the power. When you don't have the power, you don't waste your life the way some people will do today. So a lot of people are even trying to watch maybe some of the so-called jihadists and the likes. Most of them are after power too. They want to get to power. Not because of what, they are sincere. And that's why if you look at the Arab world, look at Libya, Syria, Tunisia, look at what transpired in those countries. You see the way they devastated everything there. And yet, they are what? They are yet to get it right. They are yet to get it right. And that's why Islam does not encourage revolt against the rulers. When you say this, somebody may say, what, you are cementing the throne of the wicked rulers. Well, some people may say you have been paid to be saying this. What are these hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Kitab al-Imara in Sahih Muslim discusses these. Kitab al-Fitan, Kitab al-Ahkam, Sahih Bukhari. We open Sunan Abi Dawud, we open Sunan Tirmidhi. The books of Sunan generally, they discuss this. So the people of Sunnah, they are not people who make troubles with the rulers. No, they are not people who make troubles with the rulers. Yes, they may detest, they may hate some of the injustices being perpetrated by the rulers, but not that they will revolt against them and cause chaos in society. So it is only the anarchists, those who call themselves activists, those who say they are fighting for the rights of the masses, that you see them championing all these things, protest from protest to watch to revolution. Revolution, this will lead to the spilling of blood, the way it happened in those Arab countries. But I have a strong Jamal and colleagues touch. So they supplicate for their rulers, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify their affairs, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to correct them, and they intensify da'wah for the masses, because they believe strongly that if we the masses are okay in terms of what abiding by the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give us a good ruler that will have our mercy attached. But when we ourselves are what are dubious, we are wrongdoers, Allah will give us a leader that is also a wrongdoer. So this is very, very important. So Shaykh Uthaymeen Ibn Taymiyyah alayhi rahmatullah, it is because of time, he spoke extensively on things like this, revolting against rulers. And he said, all those who have revolted against the rulers in the past, that they've not really brought any good for the masses. They just wasted the blood of the people. A lot of killings. Yet the affair of the people did not get better. So if you see a scholar, for instance, that fell in such a thing from the scholar of the past, this will be an error on his part. Not something that we say we should follow. Because we have the Quran and the Sunnah to follow, not a scholar. If a scholar makes a mistake in our deen, we don't follow the scholar. We follow the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We follow what the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were upon. So we don't follow the error of a scholar. So it is wrong to jeer the people. Even if you have what a kafir leader, when you don't have the opportunity or the ability to remove him, you don't waste the blood of the people. You don't waste their lives. So this is very, very important. So with this you can differentiate somebody who is Ahlus Sunnah from the one who is on Ahlus Sunnah. When you talk about the Atma and Sifat of Allah, somebody may be okay there. But when it comes to how to relate with the ruler, he is somebody who belongs to the camp of the human rights activists. And we've seen that this human rights activism is most of the time a lie. It's a way of just also enriching themselves. That is why when most of them are given watch, when they are given portfolio, or they have given one position, they behave the way those that they've been criticizing also behave. It shows that the criticism of the government is just for them to also get the same thing, to also have from what the to have a share of the national cake, not because they are really interested in what in the masses. Just look at any activist that you know that has watched, that has had the opportunity, that has had the opportunity to become what? To become in position of power. Look at the way he also behaves. So as a Muslim, we don't allow ourselves to be watched, to be misled, to be fooled. So this is the watch we have on watch on how to relate with the ruler. There are a lot of hadith that time will not permit me to quote. سبحانك لا أم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Is it good to speak bad about the rulers privately, in private?
Can one do that? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam let us know the reality. The reality is that when somebody is not good, you don't praise him. You don't praise him when you are alone. You don't praise him behind. You frown at what he's doing. So it's like something that is natural. And that's why he said, watch. تَلْعَنُونَهُمْ وَيَلْعَنُونَكُمْ. You call them, they curse you. Take for example, you are alone and say, bye, for this time. You know, you won't know the time that thing will come out from your mouth, that you say it, you voice it out. But doing that publicly will be a kind of what? Incitation. But ordinarily, it's something that will come to you, because when you see injustice, what belongs to the stage, some people are enjoying it and some people are what? Suffering. As human beings, you want to complain, but that complaint of yours should not be something that you'll be using to incite people. This is where the evil comes. But if you say it, that will be what will be left. But the best is if you can also supplicate for them that Allah guide them. I hope it is clear. That is the best. Instead of cursing them, you supplicate that Allah guide them to the right thing. But as human beings, one will want to react towards, but your reaction should not be the one that will cause chaos in the society. So it becomes something that what you'll be saying in order to watch jihad the people against them. So Allahu A'lam. Now, can we speak against the rulers or the leaders of other countries apart from our own country? That is, the hadith that you have quoted, can we say this a hadith are talking about our own rulers, our own leaders, not the rulers of other countries? Now, the basis is that they are talking about our rulers, our what? Our rulers. But you know, in the past, when we say the Amir, for instance, or the Khalifa will be the one that will control all other provinces. So take for instance, Umar was in Medina, so he had somebody in Mecca, he had somebody in so and so place, who are Umara, who are answerable to him. But those areas today, they've had what? Their own president. Syria, which used to be under the Sham then, Jordan, which used to be under Sham then. So they are all separate what? Countries, separate states today, that they have what? Their own ruler. So are we going to say the people of Jordan, for instance, it is only their own ruler that the hadith is talking about? The hadith is not talking about the ruler of, say for instance, Syria, or the ruler of Saudi Arabia, that they can decide the leaders of Saudi Arabia or leaders of Kuwait. If you take it like that, there is problem. The problem is, if I want to abuse my own ruler, for instance, I want to condemn my ruler. I can tell you, my friend in Saudi Arabia, condemn my own ruler. I will not condemn my own ruler. So I will also condemn your own ruler over there. So the fitna that Islam does not want to happen, watch, eventually happen. So, and that's why this should be avoided as much as possible. That is, at attacking the rulers of other than watch your country, unless
If the one, the ruler is a kafir, for instance, the kafir has a different thing. But a ruler that is not a kafir, still a Muslim, so you don't attack. I mean, I'm talking about a ruler that is not your own ruler. Who is what? Who is not a Muslim? Huh? The basis is that these ahadith that you have quoted are applicable to a Muslim ruler. A ruler that's what? That is a Muslim. But if he's not a Muslim, you have to look at what the benefit and the arms of prescribing such a ruler. Even if the ruler is not your ruler. If there is benefit in it, then you criticize. Take for instance the Muslim who is living in the US, for instance. We know that the ruler in the US is not a Muslim and is living there. If he continues to criticize, condemn, do this, or he says he's not going to obey them, this will lead to what? Fitna for him, and may almost affect the Muslims living there too. How this is clear? Despite the fact that they don't have what? They don't have authority on him. I mean, somebody in Nigeria exercising what? The US whatever, or the UK whatever. They don't have authority on him. But you still have to look at what the benefit and what the harm of doing such. So this is very, very important. But as I've said, the hadith is talking about our own ruler, our own ruler. So our own ruler. So Allah Now. Huh? Is it permissible for a leader to abuse another leader? No, that's people of just like you abusing another person now. Is it okay for you to abuse another person? If there is no need for it, it's not okay. So likewise, a leader abusing another leader. If there is no any call for that, this should be avoided. Allahu a'lam. Now. Now, for the malams to say, vote for this person, don't vote for the person. Sometimes that is not the task of the malams. Why? Because the jama'ah you are addressing, they belong to different political parties. Say, this one belongs to what? ACP now, and this one belongs to ADD. So, and they are seated listening to your khutbah. And you say people should vote for the candidate of ACP. The ADD member will say, what is wrong with this imam? Won't you mind your business? So it's not the task of the malams ordinarily to be saying this is a political party is what you should vote for. That's not the task of the malam. The task of the malam is to correct the vices in the society. Tell the people the good thing. Tell them to go away from the bad thing, to do what is good. This is the task of the malams. So if the state have said that we want to create political parties and people will be vying for power, Islam ordinarily does not encourage that people vying for power. And you see, when people are vying for power, they speak ill of each other. They lie against each other. So if a malam now put himself in this condition, he is what? He's embarking in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not charged him with. Leave the people, let them do whatever they want to do. But yours is what? To tell the people, do this, do that. have the interest of the masses at heart. When you get to power, you do this. But for you to be the one who has to be charging people to watch, vote for so and so person not to vote, you are an imam. There are different members of different political parties. So this is not the task of the imam. It's not the task of the imam. So the task of the imam is to preach to the people, tell them to do what is good, go away from what is evil. Now the government has now said, okay, people should now watch, vote based on what maybe political parties. Let the people do what they want to do and let them vote for the one person they want to vote for. You can tell them that, okay, if you want to vote, look for so and so qualities for the person you want to vote for. That's a different thing. But for you to say, okay, this particular person is the person that we should vote for, so this would divide the masses the more, would divide the Jama'ah the more, divide the Muslims the more. And what we know that the Prophet said to us is that what? إِنَّكُمْ سَتَحْرِكُونَ عَلَى الْإِمَارَةِ. The time will come that you will be eager to get to power. فَسَتَكُونُ نَدَامًا. And it's going to be a regret, a taste of regret for you on the day of Qiyamah. فَسَتَكُونُ نَدَامًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. So if you look at this critically, you see that there is nowhere people are vying for power that they won't be killing. There won't be evils, because human beings love power. Human beings love power, and they don't mind to do anything to get there. So, Allahu a'lam. Now, is it the leaders that will change the people, or the people that will change the leaders? The leaders change the people, and the people also change the leaders. I hope it is clear. So, you can't say it is the leaders that will change the people, and you cannot say completely that it is the people that will change, change the leader. So we can't say it is the leader that will change it. Take for instance, you have a good leader now. We say a good leader, someone that is godly, he doesn't appropriate the wealth of the masses. But the masses are corrupt. How is this attitude and this good conduct, good character of his going to influence the masses? If you take time, it will take time. In fact, some of them will deceive him. Some of the people that you bring as what, maybe as ministers, commissioners, if they are not like him, they will stain him. They will stain him. But let's assume that the people are good. Eh? If the leader is not good, it will not really affect. Because even if he wants to do evil, he can't find somebody that watch who assists him in that evil. So he will be the only evil person. If he says somebody is what, he appoints somebody as a commissioner now or as a minister, that one will act to it. You know, that one will reduce what? It's evil. Because he is what? He is not an evil person. And is appointed by an evil ruler, an evil leader. So if the leader wants to do evil to the people, he will minimize the evil of the leader as a commissioner or as a minister. So for the people to be good, it's better than having what a good ruler with bad followers. A good leader with bad followers, so the result will not that be what? Be noticeable. the good results will not have been noticeable, because you will do a lot of facts to get them convinced. It's just like somebody who is a good malam, for instance, and is preaching. Before the people who want to accept his word, his good preaching, it will take time. But when you are a malam, for instance, and you get to a community where the people are what? Are people who are good. You know, we're finding things easy, because the people, they also have what? They have this good quality. So, we the two, if we have what the two, that's good. The ruler, good ruler, will affect the people, while good followers will also affect the ruler. You say somebody is a ruler, for instance, you are all good people. When you see what is evil, you advise him. You go to him, you advise him. It's likely to change. Even if he is what? If he is what? Completely evil. When he sees that everybody is good, he's the only one that is evil. So you watch, you influence him. Not to talk of somebody who is a good ruler, who is a ruler that is what? That is averagely okay. If you see masses that are good, so they are going to influence him better. So, but what we should concentrate on is to have what? Good citizens, good masses. So, because if you have good masses, one of them will be the one to become the leader. You see today, young children, they're also aiming high. They want to ride big car. Huh? Some of them are yet to even what? Gain admission into universities. They've been thinking high. I want to have this, I want to have that. So if they have the opportunity to gain employment, for instance, and they see the salary that they are taking, they are collecting, you say, what am I going to do with this? The next thing is to start what? Looting the force of the state. Because they are not well groomed. You see a mother, for instance, or a father that is expecting more than what the child earns from him. A child becomes what? A local government chairman, for instance. And what the parents are requesting from him, maybe his salary for 6 months cannot take care of that thing. And the parent wants him to do that thing for him or for her. What is that child going to do? He will loot from what? From the treasury. So, but if the parents are good, they will not be expecting such from what? From the child, because they know that if they expect him to do so and so for them, they are encouraging to go and steal. So, that is the best for us is for the society to be good. If the society is good and our ruler is not good, our good attitude, conduct will force the ruler to also be good, to a large extent. But when we have a good person that is at the head of affairs and we are not okay, it will work higher. Because as he tries to fix this, he will see that what those are surrounding are evil people. It's just like when we were very young, there was a play that somebody got to a position. So when he got there, he was strict. He was very strict when he got to that company. He was very strict, just dealing with people anyhow. So it was the gate man, so to say, that came to him one day and said, Oga, please, I have advice for you. Advice? Okay, please, come. Said, I want you to take it easy. The man that left, it was so and so that led to his watch, maybe to his death. So take it easy. Some of the people that you have met here, some of them are what? They are ample people. They have a lot of juju. said, you see that woman that is sweeping the ground? Fear that woman. So she's the worst of them all. Everybody respects her. And she's what? Just a sweeper. The one that is cleaning, everybody respects her. So when his man had that, the following day started what? He changed completely. He started treating everybody. He wouldn't talk about the vices that they were committing. Just like the way the boss that watched, that left the ditch. So I'm trying to say that when the people themselves are bad and the ruler is good, the ruler, it will be difficult for the ruler to watch, to change them. It will be difficult for the ruler to change them. You can say, oh, this person, he doesn't steal, he doesn't, even when he left the government, he didn't have much. But was he able to fix the problems of the people? No. He may appoint some people, put them in position of power. Instead of them delivering, they will devour the wealth and they will steal it. And he himself does not take anything from the wealth of the people. But those that he has given those appointments, or those that he has put in those places, they watch the embezzle and the taking. So we have a lot of examples even in this country of ours. So Allahu A'lam. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم.